Well, Tony, first of all, delighted you could join us tonight. First, what did you make of the draw when you heard it on Monday morning, Donegal versus Armagh?
I suppose, Tom, which was probably half expected. That seems the way that, that draws have gone lately, that those two teams in the back door seem to come up against each other. But listen, from a Donegal point of view, it's probably the toughest draw you could get. I'd imagine Armagh are probably looking forward to it after their performance against us in Balbuffet. But listen, from a Donegal point of view, I think it's, you know, it's probably in one sense a good result or a good draw because, listen, they know what they're up against. They've seen Armagh last week and they know it's going to be a tough challenge and it's up to them now to step up to the mark come Sunday.
Obviously great disappointment all through the county and through the squad as well, and I know from speaking to Declan Maboner immediately after the game, deep disappointment at the result of the Ulster final maybe and at the performance as well. Is it difficult in your experience to lift a team again or to lift yourself again once you suffer a defeat like that?
Yeah, it absolutely is, Tom. You know, I think it's even more difficult when it's an Ulster final. I think it's a wee bit easier maybe if you're knocked out in the early stages of Ulster, you have a wee bit more time to regroup and you look at the end of the All-Ireland series. But for the Donegal squad management, you know, it's probably the manner of the defeat in the Ulster final against Derry, you know, where they know. Listen, at times they performed, everyone knew they would probably mirror what Derry were going to do for a certain amount of the match. But I suppose the disappointing thing is when we went 2 points up, you know, with 10 minutes to go, that we didn't try and kick on and close out the game. And you know that's going to be hard to come back from. But listen, they're an experienced bunch, and I know the way that, you know, the modern footballer looks at it. You have nearly, you know, they treat the All Ireland series completely different than the provincial championship. So listen, there's enough experience within that squad to bounce back, but it's going to be a big challenge on Sunday.
And Donegal at the moment are being accused of being very predictable. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I suppose that probably, hey Tom, that's probably the disappointing aspect of the Ulster final. You know, I thought they were very good against Armagh and Balbuffet, and I suppose, you know, probably Armagh came out of that game with under a lot of flack for their type of performance, but I thought we controlled the game, you know, for long spells of that. Obviously, we were a wee bit flat against Cavan, you know, which can be expected after a big performance, but it was still a game that I always expect us to win, and the boys got over the line with two late goals. But I think it was the disappointment of the performance and against Derry that, you know, as I said, we started very, very cagey, but we never got to the pitch of the game where we looked like we should be the experienced team carrying the game to Derry when we got them 2 points up, and that's probably the disappointing aspect of that Ulster final. And as I said, it's always disappointing losing an Ulster final. But listen, as I said, you know, these guys are experienced. You know, they look at the All-Ireland series as a completely different competition, and now they've got to really pick it up, and you know, they've a massive challenge ahead. But like, I still believe, you know, we showed against Armagh and Balbuffet that day that we can not alone match them, but we can control the game. Slightly different. We're coming in with very little momentum, whereas they're coming in with a lot of momentum after knocking out the All-Ireland champions. But it's still all to play for.
Yeah. And in terms of Armagh, did you get to see them at all at the weekend?
I did, Tom. Yeah, I watched. I got to see. We were travelling back from the Gaelic competition, but I got to see all of the first half and about 15 minutes of the second half. And I did. You know, to be honest, I thought Tyrone going into the match, you know, had something to prove. But bar the first 5-10 minutes, I was very, very impressed with Armagh. You know, they more or less controlled that game after the first 10 minutes. And you know what I liked about them, they mixed a lot of short play, you know, when they had to keep it tight and when they had to run it, with a lot of long play as well, where they deliver the ball and long, a type of football you know that I'd love to see Donegal playing, because I think we have the players to do that, and that's something for, I suppose, the Donegal management to take on board for Sunday. That, you know, Armagh can play it both ways, but they tried to do that in Balbuffet and we cope with it very well. Can we do it in Clones? That's the big question come Sunday.
Did Armagh show up better last week against Tyrone than they did in Ballybuffet?
I think they absolutely did. You know, I think they showed more hunger and aggression. I think coming out after Ballybuffet, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, that Armagh brought, you know, they brought no aggression to, you know, to that game, and that was probably the most surprising thing and most disappointing thing for Kieran McGeaney. But you know, they seem to have regrouped Tom, you know, over this last number of weeks. And obviously, you know, the Ireland champions, they would have been hurting after being beat by Derry. And you know, it was a game that could have went anyway. But, you know, to be fair to Armagh, they completely dominated that game on Sunday, you know.
And of course, that game was in the Athletic Grounds, a ground they know well. Can they transfer it now to Clonus and the wide open spaces of St. Chernock's Park? I suppose that's the big question.
Yeah, that's a big question. You know, I suppose the way a lot of Ulster games over this last number of years have been in Clonus. So, you know, the most counties are used to playing in Clonus. I suppose, listen, the big question, it's not what Armagh, you know, it's Donegal people. We're looking to see what this Donegal squad are going to bring to Sunday. And, you know, they've got to, you know, to me, the cautiousness that was in our play in Ulster final, I don't think that's not going to do Sunday, you know, because Armagh, as I said, can mix the, you know, they can keep it tight, they can play, you know, they can play long ball, they can mix it, and I think we have the capacity to do that, but we didn't show it in the Ulster final, and I think we're going to have to show some of that on Sunday in order to try and get over this obstacle and get back into a quarter final.
Do you expect to see many changes or any changes in the team?
Listen, it's hard to know, Tom, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, whether there's any lads carrying injuries. You know, obviously Kieran Thompson, probably people were wondering why he, you know, maybe wasn't starting because against a packed defence, you know, he has that in his locker that he can kick long range scores, you know, so I'm sure Kieran will be chomping at the bit. Again, listen, Declan probably has gone with the tried and trusted. I would imagine he'll do that again on Sunday. Whether Hugh will come back in for a start and around the middle and maybe hold Keelan, because I felt, you know, Keelan offered a lot coming off the bench against Cavan, whereas in from the start and that sort of dire struggle, and, you know, it was like an arm wrestle, you know, Keelan didn't really get running and get into the spaces that we probably wanted him. So, listen, I would imagine there'll be a few changes, but it'll probably all come down to, you know, the fitness of the squad.